And there have been studies that have finished accrual, both with palbociclib and with abemaciclib, looking at adding the CDK4/6 inhibitors to higher risk breast cancers, ER-positive breast cancers that have been completed in accrual or in follow-up. Yeah, ribociclib is gearing up to do a study now that there was the survival advantage that they're trying to get that study done. So we're going to have lots of information on how they perform adjuvantly. Interesting thing is the initial pilots done for short exposures preoperatively, I think, were a little disappointing because they do show that you shut down proliferation. Now, this has been based largely on the Ki-67, which we've talked about not being completely reliable. But when you get your lab says it's, you know, in the 20s and it goes to 1, that movement's probably pretty reliable. And when you're on the drug, it will suppress. But by the time patients were getting to surgery and stopping the drug because it can suppress their white count, when you checked, the Ki-67 on the residual tumors had come back. So it, to me, that suggests probably short-term exposure is not going to be enough. It's probably going to primarily be an adjuvant setting, though this case would suggest if people are particularly sensitive, that may not always be the case. There weren't a lot of complete responses reported in those neoadjuvant studies, but since she had metastatic disease, how long had Matt had her on therapy? I bet it was more than 12 weeks.
Oh, yeah. But actually, she herself felt it shrinking down quickly, I think within the first month or so. So I don't know what it was about it, whether her tumor or whether the CDK inhibitor, but it really was really striking to think about it. I mean, you do see higher response rates, correct, in metastatic?
Oh, yeah, and I was going to say another exciting thing about them is that, yeah, the response rates are higher, the progression-free survival is double, and the thing you see clinically is those responses happen quickly. I mean, we now, you know, before we had these drugs, patients with liver mets, patients with any volume of lung mets, you kind of felt like you needed to get on top of it with chemotherapy. Most of us now will go to these drugs because they can work so quickly and they work for so long. So they really have been a game changer. So I think they're going to definitely have a role in early breast cancer. It's just, I think they're going to have to be around for a while to get an optimal benefit from them personally, but we'll see. The trials have different durations of therapy. The first one we're going to probably hear about is the Penelope study that GBG did with NSABP, which was post-neoadjuvant residual a la Catherine with really high tumor burden. That was a randomization to endocrine therapy or palbo for a year. The adjuvant studies have gone 2 years, so there's going to be, you know, sorting out the optimal duration like there always is. But my prediction is that there will be benefits to these drugs.
When do you think we might hear about the residual disease study?
I know they had their first interim that they passed. They didn't cross enough to report early. So I think it might be 18 months or so before they get to the required number for analysis.